The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
But I've only got 50,000 words to go before the end of NaNoWriMo. I thought that it'd be easy, but it's not.
Greetings, intrepid adventurer. My name is Myrrh, and I am your NaNoWriMo Dungeon Master, ready to take you on a marvelous adventure. We are going into the depths of terrifying caves and dungeons to try to figure out exactly how to get the elusive winning marker that says we did NaNoWriMo. There will be pitfalls. There will be trials. There will be tribulations, and there will be treasure. Most of this is metaphorical, but I want you to come with me. Today is day one. Today is your let's go to the tavern and sit at the bar and think. Have a pint or two of whatever you want. Possibly milk, possibly beer, possibly whiskey, if you're that kind of person with that kind of constitution. But whoever you are, we know why you're here. You're here for adventure. You're here to write 50,000 words in November. So a hooded figure down the bar catches your eye. They got lots of letters all over their hood. It's kind of tacky, actually. From under the hood, you can see nothing. It's a humanoid person. That's all you know. And a voice comes out from under the hood and says, You look like somebody who can do what I need you to do. I need you to go into the word mines and bring me 50,000 words, and I need you to do it before December 1st. Can you do it? And you say, hey, that sounds like a lot of work. What's in it for me? And they say, well, nobody else in this tavern has written 50,000 words in 30 days. And you say, well, that's because it's really hard. So what am I going to do? How am I going to do it? And they say, well, first, you want to be able to carve out your time. And they slide a little dagger across the bar to you, and it's got a jeweled hilt with gemstones of your favorite color. It's very sharp. And they say, you can write out your time. Say how you spend your time. Breakfast. Reading Twitter. Work. Time with the family, cooking, television, smoking, iPad games, more time wasted online, bedtime. And they say, you take that dagger and you carve out an hour. Could be 5 minutes here, could be 5 minutes there, it could be a big chunk. And you carve that out and you find that time. And if you carve into an area that nicks something else, well, then you're going to have to say to the person or thing that nicks, hey, this month, I may not be able to spend as much time with you, whether you being the television or you being a friend. Don't neglect your kids. Let's just put it there. But you're going to have to look at that list of what you do every day, and you're going to have to prioritize, and you're going to have to decide if this adventure with this jeweled dagger in this deep dungeon, if it's worth it to you. And if it's worth it, you will find something to cut out so you can fill it with those words. The metaphors are getting mixed here, but I have a sense you're still with me, says the person underneath the cloak. By the end of the day, you should have 1,666 words. I recommend going up to 2,000 if you haven't already. It's a good buffer to get. And I'll see you tomorrow when we'll talk about the equipment you will need for this journey. Till next time, thank you for supporting on Patreon, because all of you are supporting on Patreon because you're awesome. And our theme music is given with permission by John and Lilio.